following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Oh, what a day in news yesterday. How many Americans, well, it's not just yesterday, in the past few days, how many Americans know that Iraq is crumbling? If you're a liberal and you oppose, well, whoever you are, whatever your ideology, if you opposed the 2003 Iraqi war, okay, you think the war was a mistake. George W. Bush shouldn't have done that, okay? But he did. Do you now support President Obama for allowing those deaths, for those Americans lost and Iraqis lost, which you said was just terrible that happened, and of course it was, but do you now support that President Obama's policies have allowed those deaths to be in vain, that Iraq is falling to al-Qaeda-inspired, if not outright al-Qaeda forces? No, you're going to blame it on George W. Bush. See, we never should have done that. Well, we did. And he stabilized Iraq. President Obama is fiddling while Iraq burns. And you're going to blame George W. Bush for going to war with Saddam Hussein in the first place. Whether it was right or whether it was wrong, it happened. To allow the fruits of that, whether you thought it was a good idea or not, it stabilized Iraq. To allow the fruits of that to wither on the vine is shameful. And that the left, because they are so ignorant on these matters, are going to point to this as being a Bush failure, it just gets very frustrating. We will discuss that with Senator Ron Johnson at 10:06. He is also going to discuss, and this is going to be, I think, big, that he was one of just three U.S. senators voting against the veterans bill yesterday. We're going to talk about that and whatever else we get time for. If you haven't heard the latest Hillary Clinton gaffe, again, the frustration. If Sarah Palin had said what Hillary Clinton said, it would be everywhere right now, not just the conservative blogosphere and conservative talk radio. And a host of other things. We really do have a lot of stuff to get to. I want to start with the latest fascinating developments in the downtown Green Bay development debate. We'll get to that in just a minute, but I want to remind you that next week, of course, we are doing the Families with Children with Cancer Radiothon, as we do every year. And all of this has been moved up because we do the Radiothon in conjunction with Families with Children with Cancer's Gold Ribbon Run. They have moved that up to late June, where it used to be late July. So, of course, accordingly, we moved up the Radiothon. The Radiothon is Monday and Friday, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. both days, but then throughout the week we'll be encouraging you to give with a Donate Now button that we'll have online. But the run itself, I want to make sure you're aware of this because it has moved, and I know there are people in the audience that are interested in this run. This just doesn't work for me, but I'm very tempted to take part in the run. We have something going on next weekend where Saturdays I'm going to be up at the crack of dawn Saturday preparing for something, so it just doesn't work. But this, and I think the Bellin Run next year, are two events that if I stay on the track I'm on right now, I will be ready to run. Not very fast, mind you, but ready nonetheless. Those would be two big personal accomplishments. That would include the 5-mile Gold Ribbon Run. I'm really close to being ready this year, but just not quite. But if you are ready for it, it is Saturday, June 21st, to register. And I've been giving you the Families of website, which is okay. But to register, go to active.com, A-C-T-I-V-E, active.com. And you can register for the run. But if you do want more information, you can also go to just Google Families of Children with Cancer, Gold Ribbon Run, and you will find it. I said I'm not going to do this every day, and I won't do this every day. But I'm going to chide one more time the Northeast Wisconsin media for ignoring the story, the backstory of UWGB's new chancellor and the very cloudy circumstances. I've also said mysterious because it is a mystery. The cloudy circumstances under which Gary Miller left or is leaving his current job at University of North Carolina, Wilmington. We have discussed it several times on this show. The local media has just given nothing but love. Again, I'm not saying Gary Miller did anything wrong, but he left there like the place was on fire, and he won't say why. He hasn't told the media there why. His search for a new job actually became a distraction, where a local TV station there asked, has his constant search for a new job become a distraction? And he took an 18% pay cut to come to Green Bay. And all through this process, he refused to discuss this with the media there. He still hasn't given his reason why. Once he got the Green Bay job, he came up with, well, it's a better fit and blah, 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 blah. But that didn't explain why he was looking, applying for any job that didn't move. So I find it interesting that the local media has just gobbled up the pap served by UWGB about their new chancellor. Just haven't done 5 minutes worth of digging on Google. It's very frustrating to me. There are major, major developments in the debate over development of the Larson Green property in the Broadway District in downtown Green Bay. Let's start with the one where whatever happens, if in fact there is a vote soon, if the Green Bay City Council does vote Tuesday on the downtown Walmart issue, there are two aldermen who won't be voting. Tom Slotek and Joe Moore. Slotek is still recovering from a stroke. Moore said yesterday he will recuse himself because of a potential personal conflict. Actually, that's not the way he explained it to me. First he said personal, then said professional regarding his employer. I said, well, you want to tell me who your employer is, or I can find out the hard way? And I just go do a little digging. Well, no, I work for Menards. Said, okay, so my brain gears are fully engaged. I said, okay, is it possible that Menards would be a supplier for materials to a new Walmart store? Well, I can't comment on that. Well, the timing is kind of, I can't comment on that. Well, is it, I can't comment on that. That's all he would say. If Joe Moore isn't going to vote on Walmart, I don't think Walmart happens. That's what I believe. This is a devastating blow to the prospects for the store. Now, because Tom Slotek isn't available, there might be a move to delay the vote. I don't know how. This has been very close. Right now, with Moore citing a conflict of interest, although he's voted before, it seems hopes have dimmed dramatically for Walmart, in my opinion. I don't mean to sound pessimistic. I'm trying to sound realistic. Today, Mayor Schmidt is going to unveil, well, not proposals, but ideas for the Larson Green property And the one that's getting the most attention is a year-round multi-use sports complex, which I'm not necessarily saying is a bad idea. But it does sound like Jim Schmidt just throwing things against the wall, hoping something sticks. He doesn't have any, here's what I mean by that. He doesn't, there's no proposal for this. There's no developer for this. I believe the city of Green Bay would be the developer for this. I think these are things Jim is thinking of if the current loan defaults and the city gets the property, which clearly is Jim's strategy. Or as I say, field of pipe dreams. If you build it, Walmart won't come. He's looking for something, anything other than Walmart. Now, I'm not saying that a sports complex downtown is necessarily a bad idea. But why is it a good idea? Beyond the bullfrogs, the way the paper puts it is that it is basically a baseball stadium. Others are characterizing it as more multi-use year-round. Well, I don't know what it would be. Who would develop it and at what cost? Would it be a city-owned entity, which means virtually no tax dollars, although some team might pay a lease, you know, a la Lambo? I can tell you that the Bullfrogs thought a previous, that the new Bullfrogs owners believe that the previous Bullfrogs owners' dreams of a stadium were too grandiose. So I don't know what their inclination would be in paying rent on something like that. What are the other tenants? And for those businesses bleeping and moaning about traffic and lighting and everything a Walmart store would bring, you don't have that problem with a baseball stadium? I assume it's not going to have a dome. And I understand this is just one idea he's throwing out there. But again, it's not even, this bird isn't even in the bush. I mean, this is just dreaming. Instead of putting money on the tax base, we're going to pay for something like this. And he's going to throw some other multi-use possibilities. Those have always been there. They have always been there. It's not as though he's going to have a developer arm in arm with him today, from what we understand, and say, yep, we're going to do this. There's no deal. There's no proposal. And then Jim insists this isn't pie in the sky. The hell it isn't. It's anything but Walmart. And I would argue that some of the issues that would come with this should be no more attractive to those in the area than the Walmart store. In addition to the sports entertainment concept, the paper writes, Schmidt said he would present other options Thursday that focus more on residential and commercial possibilities. Both of those include a grocery store, and one of them includes a hotel. Really? Well, Jim was able to lead the effort to kill another hotel project, but he can go ahead and say, now we want one here. That's interesting. Again, is any of this in even the foreseeable future, or does this just continue the things that maybe sort of kind of could happen? It's so frustrating to me that people simply don't understand what you would be walking away from. Again, just because it's Walmart. Don't give me that big box crap. If it was Target or Costco, you would not be hearing this. But it's not Target. It's not Costco. It's not the Bullfrogs. Nobody is stepping forward to say that they want to do any of this. And I will boldly predict that Jim isn't going to have any tangible evidence when he holds his news conference that any of this is likely to happen unless it is at considerable cost to the city of Green Bay taxpayers. which is right back where we started. None of this is new. Now, here is the question that I hope somebody asks. They can do this one of two ways. They can contact the Bullfrogs, or they can ask Jim at the news conference today. Is there any reason to believe the Bullfrogs are interested in this concept? Is there any reason to believe that they're interested in being a tenant there? My understanding is they may have other thoughts. This is exactly pie in the sky dreaming. If you don't have even a hint of an interest of any private developer that wants to do this. But I will tell you, I'm being honest, hopes for Walmart have dimmed considerably in the last 24 hours. And I still, those one-on-one meetings. Now, again, Joe Moore isn't commenting much on his conflict of interest. The timing is interesting. Timing's always interesting, Jason. The timing is interesting. Right after this meeting, I'm not saying anything. It's 8:57.
Because we promote liberty.
Unabashed.
Thank you.